New Jersey is in the throes of a governor's race. Voters will choose between Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno and Democrat Phil Murphy. Nancy Solomon is managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC. She's here with me. She's got the latest on the race that, like Virginia's, is attracting all of that attention from well beyond state borders because it's an off year and everybody's looking at 2018. Nancy, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Well, what are the main themes in this New Jersey race?
We expected Trump to be a major theme, but I would say that that for the entirety of the campaign, really, Chris Christie and the former Democratic Governor John Corzine have loomed much larger than Trump.
What are New Jersey voters concerned about then, if they're not as concerned about the career of Chris Christie and the approval ratings of the president?
Well, they are concerned about Chris Christie, and I think they don't want to repeat. His approval ratings are even worse than Donald Trump's. Mm. So you have that. Property taxes is a perennial issue in New Jersey, and the Republican candidate, Kim Guadagno, has tried to push that a lot. Phil Murphy, ran into some trouble with Democrats over the perception that he was another John Corzine, a guy who worked for Goldman Sachs, made a lot of money, was throwing his own money into the race. But, he's done a good job of showing people that he's about more than just the fact that he had millions to spend on his campaign. And he really convinced the progressive wing of the Democratic Party to fall in line behind him. Right now, he's ahead in the polls in double digits. And what it all comes down to now in the last week is going to be turnout.
Nancy, has this campaign managed to steer clear of so much of what I'll call the ugliness that has marked a lot of the other campaigns? We just talked about Virginia, where there are ethnically charges commercials that are extremely racially charged, race baiting in some cases. Has New Jersey managed to avoid this kind of thing?
No, not at all. I think what we saw was Kim Guadagno, as she was unable to make up the gap in the polls, each successive poll that came out, she just wasn't gaining ground. She pivoted from in the opposite direction of what you usually see of the right turn during the primary to the base and then the pivot back to the center for the general. She did the opposite. She played the moderate during the primary and then now in the last few weeks has made this hard right pivot. She put out an ad that's been compared to the Willie Horton ad against Mike Dukakis from when was that? The 90s? The 80s?
1988.
Thank you. So it was an ad that took Phil Murphy's words on camera out of context and made it sound like he was saying that he would provide sanctuary to immigrants, even if they are murderers or rapists. And it was a very offensive ad to many people in New Jersey. And it doesn't appear to be helping her. I think, this is her Hail Mary to see if there's really historic low voter turnout in this race. Would the Republican base that she's now speaking to, help her?
Guadagno may want low turnout. The governor's position in New Jersey is not ceremonial. It's a very powerful governorship under that state's constitution. But Nancy, do voters there, if Guadagno is counting on low turnout, if Phil Murphy is counting on high turnout, do voters in New Jersey have the sense of what I mentioned before, that everyone is watching this off-year election for the signs of where 2018 is headed and that part of their vote is a national vote, even though they're voting for governor?
I think that is true for one segment of the Democratic Party. I mean, there is a lively Trump resistance movement in New Jersey. I've been covering this movement since its inception after the election. And so you have a bunch of people who have never been politically active, who have gotten involved. They're more focused on the Republican congressmen in the district, Rodney Frelinghuysen, Leonard Lance, MacArthur, et cetera. But now they've shifted towards supporting Murphy and they want to turn out. But I would say that that's still just a slice of New Jersey.
Off-year governor's election in New Jersey. The outsiders are watching. Nancy Solomon, managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks, Todd.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.